I haven't fully committed to Republicanism.
Yeah.
I haven't completely committed.
What are your policies so far?
You know, I hate when they kill babies. I hate that.
Mm. Oh, you hate abortion?
That's your main issue?
And I think we should keep people out. I know you're here, but we should keep people out, dude.
My mom's visiting. Her and her friend were out. They were out drinking wine last night. Mm. I got to overhear my mom and her friend discussing Israel-Palestine last night.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
I was just trying to play a video game, and my mom was like, well, they started it, and this is war. So I was sitting there, like, pausing the game, like, Mom, what do you know about Israel-Palestine?
She's like, well, I know that.
Yeah, it was so funny to watch how you and your mom, like, with each other. It's really funny.
Yeah.
And she's just trying to be nice. You're like, Mom, does that really make sense?
I do. I need to stop being a brat to my mom.
Yeah, you got to be good to your mom, man.
I know, and
rule
I'm such
one.
I'm being good. On paper, I'm very good to her.
What do you mean?
Like, I'll buy her stuff.
That's good.
You but
gotta off paper, thing. Though, you're a fucking
in person,
demon.
In person, people are like, oh, man. This guy's kind of mean to his mom. I don't know why I treat her, not badly, but like when she makes... You know how this isn't good. She'll make up stories, like in groups, to try to like sound funny,
like embarrassing stories about you.
She'll
talk
into embarrassing stories.
What's an example?
Last night she almost did it. Yesterday at the table, I heard she was hitting me with the fucking "Here it comes."
Yeah,
as in like when I was a kid. I'll be honest, third grade, I sharted at the end of the day, and I made it the whole way home with the. I escaped. No one caught me.
How much poop was?
It was enough that it smelled.
What time?
Okay. In the classroom.
Damn. So did your friends realize that you
waiting for the bus. I shit in the classroom when they were calling the buses. I shit my pants. Got home, stunk the bus up. I was like, Jesus. Oh, it stinks. Who did that? And then I got home, and at dinner, they were like, how was your day? And I was like, it was messy. I said it was messy.
You didn't elaborate.
And then I was like, I shit my pants. But the story, the joke is that, how was your day? It was messy.
Mm. Yeah.
And then yesterday we were sitting outside and I heard her. She was like, how was your day? Was it messy? And I was like, don't me shitting my pants right now. So I'll give her that. That was a good one.
She was telling us the other day how she tried her hardest not to make you feel. She was like, I used to read him books. I used to read him stories, but he just...
Try to not make me my father?
Yeah.
Whoa.
He was like, but then Jesus, he just started like turning into Phil.
That's what I mean. She says wild shit like that.
Yeah, it's pretty dark.
She loves Phil. She like, it's not like they're divorced. No. And they've never had a problem.
No, she loves Phil so much.
Yeah, Phil's the best. Yeah, what the fuck? She says like dramatic things like that.
Yeah.
And that I can't... I get annoyed.
I understand.
So I need to work on that and be very nice to her.
For sure. Did you buy her a house yet or what?
I got her pool. I'm going to make them keep the house.
Okay.
I like the childhood house that I grew
up shit.
In. So I'm like, I'm not.
You bought her the Mechanicsburg house.
Yeah, the Mechanicsburg house they own, and I bought a nice, they got a nice pool.
So you paid for renovations.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty solid.
Yeah.
Is it a lap pool or it's more like a small one?
It's a pretty big fucking pool. It's worth close to as much as they paid for the house.
Goddamn.
And I was like, you can get a pool. I was like, Mom, I don't care how much it costs. I didn't think they were that expensive.
Mm-hmm. How much was it, if you don't mind me asking?
It was like, right now, it's probably sitting at like $200.
Oh, you bought her a nice house.
She got like a giant pool. Because yeah. She was like, okay, here's what I want. And I was like, Mom, you don't have to go cheap on this. You can get whatever you want. And then she sent me an invoice for like, she's like, with the landscaping, it's going to be about $250,000. Like, all right, so I don't ever want to hear that I'm a bad fucking son again. She's, yeah. Last night was funny too. Yeah, I was making fun of her for it. I was like, Mom, the pool is $250,000. Shut up. She was like, it is not. It is not $250,000. And I was like, how much is it? She was like, there's one more thing we have to add to it. I was like, God damn. But she's having fun. Good. So it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. She put up with me being a fucking loser for 30 years. So that's good.
Well, now you did it, man. You're on top of the world right now.
For the time being, yes.
Full circle.
Till I blow all my money on pools for my mom. Anyway, it's nice for you to join us, dude. Andrew Callahan, everybody. Let's get it.
Thanks for the invite, man. I appreciate it. I'm a huge
very
fan.
Happy. We are such big fans of yours. I wish Matt could be here for this. Matt's a really big fan. He's been talking about you a lot on the pod lately.
Yeah, that's why I hit you guys up.
Yeah,
Pennsylvanian excellence in the pod.
Hell yeah, dude.
You guys. So you're Mechanicsburg. He's Havertown.
Yes. Mm. And where are you? You're
just Philadelphia.
Just Center City.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Center City, Fairmount.
Nice. That's where Matt lived You lived in Fairmount.
I grew up like right behind Eastern State Penitentiary.
Nice.
Like right between Girard and Spring.
What years were you there?
I was there from like 1997, year of birth, I would say, 2008. And my 2008? Dad was such a, like a, what's it called, Pearl Jam fan, that he got like a bunch of Pearl Jam lyrics tattooed, and he's like, we're moving to Seattle. And so we just picked up and followed grunge across the world.
That's pretty fucking wild.
Your dad
wild.
Followed Pearl Jam?
No, not followed Pearl Jam physically.
Oh, okay.
But followed the spirit of Pearl Jam.
Yeah, the spirit of Pearl Jam, which doesn't exist there anymore.
We found out the hard way. They divorced about a year after.
Yeah.
2008. The spirit of Pearl Jam
doesn't. What, did they got a divorce? Is that what you said?
Yeah, they did divorce.
Yeah, after the Pearl Jam moves?
Not because the spirit of Pearl Jam was a thing of the past, but they had a independent...
Grunge is dead. This marriage is dead. Yeah, Seattle's nice, though. I like Seattle.
It's all right.
I was in Vancouver first, and then Seattle. And Vancouver seems like just a nice version of Seattle.
Did you go to the downtown east side of Vancouver?
No, I heard about that.
It's like the Kensington of
Canada. Yeah. I heard it was the Kensington. Sure. Yeah. I got in an argument. There is that weird, like, sense of pride you have where you're like, no, Philly's the worst place on earth. And I was arguing with a Canadian lady, and she was like, no, Vancouver's the worst place. And then we shared videos, and I think I shared your K&A stuff.
Oh, okay. I would say Philly's far worse than Vancouver.
Thank you.
Yeah, you win.
In your face, Canadian lady.
Yeah, we do take pride in our...
Oh, but you're from Philly. People. You got that bias.
I'm from Philly, but when I grew up, my parents always told me, like, no matter what happens, do not cross Girard Avenue.
Yeah.
So I knew there was, like, some mystical nightmare land about a mile from my house, but I had no visual. And so I was 26, and I was like, let's go cover this. And I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
It's the most disturbing place I've ever seen, the corner of K&A.
Yeah.
I've seen some shit, and that's the worst.
Do you remember when that guy, it was, like, 3 years ago, he was driving like 120 miles an hour in an Escalade and just slammed into he eviscerated a bum. he hit a bum going like 120.
That's crazy.
He hit one of those guys that was like,
someone's nodding
off standing at a train station.
That's got to be the worst high ever.
Or the best.
Oh, yeah.
I think it might honestly be the best way to go.
Did the guy survive?
No, dude, it was going for real. It was a lightning bolt down K&A.
Because certain drug users have superhuman strength. So
I think a couple of them got hit and survived, like bounced.
The tweaker survived.
Yes.
The junkies
They made it. The junkerman was asleep.
The junkerman.
Yeah, it's fine. I know you're an advocate for the fellows, but we like to refer to them as the junkermans.
I mean, I think that's fair.
And the junkermans, we would drive around K&A and junkermans. We didn't taunt them out the window.
We did.
Yeah. We were yelling in the car.
Yeah.
Hey, no harm, no foul, right?
Yeah, we filmed a lot of the show in a show we made in Philadelphia. This sketch show we made, and at night when we were done with the shoots, we would drive around and just like take a look at K&A at night.
What was your main takeaway from those drives?
It was so shocking. I kept doing it.
Yeah.
Like, it was that fucking crazy. I'm like, injecting into open wounds. And that's not like a rare thing. They're all doing it when you see them.
Yeah.
That you will see that.
Ben Shapiro just went down there.
Oh, man.
He was like filming in the back seat of a fucking Escalade.
Yeah. He's probably like, this isn't an open air prison. This is pretty nice.
He's like, look at what the Democrats have done. It's like, oh, yeah, they created Trank, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, the Republicans are going to fix homelessness
and
end abortion.
Dude, you're saying, we were talking a little bit before, but you're
saying
they'll
clean it up, dude. They'll get them out of there. We won't notice. They're going to go through hell, but we won't notice.
Dude, I kind of want to know about the Trank Bros.
Oh,
they seem like cool. Like, I mean, I know, like, you know, but like, I don't know. They seem like good, not good guys, but like, you know.
I don't think I really know what you mean.
They look like they have fun.
That was Matt's top question too. He was like, make sure you ask him about the Trank Bros.
Those are the head chefs of Kensington. That was some dark energy in that house where I talked to him. Like, I'd never been around just like sheer darkness in that sense before, but those guys were not playing around.
Yeah.
And my eyes were burning because like the mist or whatever, the powder coming off the table was like creating this thick, dense atmospheric layer of like Trank dust.
Yeah.
And your eyes were fucking burning, and like they're heating up lamb in the microwave in the kitchen behind there. That's all they eat is lamb.
Yeah.
They only eat lamb?
Yeah. They see it as like a super high class delicacy.
That's pretty cool. Lamb is pretty high class, dude. Some lamb chops out the microwave.
Yeah.
And then you dish out Trank. People dying outside. Yeah, that's truly dark energy. That's like real.
Yeah.
Those are Satanists.
They had like one moment that I didn't even put in because it was so weird. But I guess they're like trying to be funny. One of them was like, "Hey, you know who my favorite bitch is, right?" And I was like, "What?" He was like, "Kim Kardashian." I go, "Why?" He's like, "That white girl." And I was like, "What?" What? I was like, "What do you mean?" He's like, "That's my favorite bitch because I love that white girl." And I was like, "Coke?" And they're like, "Yeah." And that was it. Yeah. You know, and I was like, that was good joke. Fucking
you could have picked
awkward.
A whiter lady.
I know.
Tilda Swinton.
But it was like in the middle of an intense interview, and I was like, am I supposed to laugh right now? But that was like their attempt at like hilarious comedy.
Yeah, we're going to break this thing open.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I should probably get into open mics. That's with the Trank Brothers. They're going to head down to Helium Philly.
Hit the Raven Lounge.
Yeah.
They hit the Raven Lounge. They'll make some sales.
They could make some sales. At the, yeah. They'd get you.
What I couldn't believe, dude, I couldn't believe that they're willing to actually talk to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you learn that like everybody, no matter what they're doing, wants to be recognized for their work. Like they want to be remembered by history, even if what they're doing is like technically immoral. They think like we did something historic, which they did.
Yeah.
They created Trank.
Yeah.
And that's basically had an impact, and they want to be recognized and have a statement.
How the fuck have they not been arrested?
I don't know, man. What do you think?
Like if you can just go interview the guys that did it.
I've had that thought a lot. Like, it's almost easier as a journalist to get to someone than it is for the cops.
Yeah, for sure.
Because, like, they're trained in avoiding cops, but they love exposure. Like, everybody loves publicity, especially drug dealers.
Yeah. Like, didn't Sean Penn interview, like, El Chapo?
Right.
Sean Penn did interview El Chapo.
And then didn't El Chapo get arrested? I think Sean Penn's a fed, dude. He's like Diddy, bro.
The informant.
I think that happened because El Chapo said he was a huge fan of Sean Penn's movies. Yeah. I think El Chapo actually requested Senor Penn to come
I
visit
am Sam.
Him.
Yeah. He's like, look at him, he fucking retired. The whole movie, he fucking retired. You gotta see his movie, he fucking... That's good stuff, huh?
I think the first 5 minutes of I Am Sam is really funny.
Because they just talking about this.
They set the base. Yeah. They set the base for like how retarded he is.
When he's like, falls?
No, in the beginning of the movie, he's like literally like organizing sugar packets at Starbucks. And then he goes to the hospital and the baby happens. And then the lady abandons him with the baby by walking into a crowd of people.
That's how she loses him?
Yeah.
She didn't even try to abandon him. He fucking lost him.
Yeah.